Hear the word of the Lord as it is written in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, in the part of the story that follows our recitation. And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they yet believed not for joy and marveled, he said to them, "Do you have any food here?" And they gave him a part of a broiled fish and of a honeycomb. And taking it, he ate before them. And he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus Christ had to suffer and to rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But sit in the city of Jerusalem until you put on power from on high." And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and taken up into heaven. And they, having worshipped him, returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine, the Doctrine of the Lord, parts of number 35. As the Lord's human was glorified, that is, made divine, he rose again after death on the third day with his whole body, which does not take place with any man. For a man rises again solely as to the spirit, and not as to the body. In order that men may know, and no one doubt, that the Lord rose again with his whole body, he not only said so through the angels in the sepulchre, but he also showed himself to his disciples in his human body, saying to them, when they believed that they saw a spirit, "See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you behold me having." When he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And he said to Thomas, "Reach here thy finger, and behold my hands. And reach here thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And do not be faithless, but believing." Then Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." In order to show them still further that he was not a spirit, but a man, the Lord said to his disciples, "Do you have here any food?" And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of a honeycomb, and he took it and ate before them. As his body was no longer material, but divine, substantial, he came into his disciples when the doors were shut. And after he had been seen, he became invisible. Being such, the Lord was then taken up and sat at the right hand of God. As we read, it came to pass that while Jesus blessed his disciples, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. After he had spoken unto them, he was carried up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. To sit at the right hand of God signifies divine omnipotence. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.